Blog Talk Radio.
Thank y'all very much for listening to us. It's been a pleasure to play for you. Thank you so much. On the guitar and some of the vocals, Mr. Gintrow on the guitar and the vocals. On the bass and some of the vocals, Mr. Keith Mosley. On the drums, the apartment QT58, Mr. Jeff Sykes.
To Friday Night Specials with Diane Lenning. This is Diane Lenning, your host, broadcasting to you live from the United States of America. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. Let's open in prayer together, reading the Lord's Prayer, or hopefully you're saying it from memory by now. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I'm also going to pray as if I'm talking to our God. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for each one who's listening and each one of our Christian friends around the world and all those who are listening but may not be Christian yet. Lord, we pray that you would woo them unto you by your Spirit. And Lord, we pray protection over all our Christian friends and family around the world and a touch of healing. Lord, we just pray that you would bless one. Give them the ability to show God's love one to another, to pray for one another, and to even pray for their enemies, that their enemies would be saved, and that you would reveal your Spirit to them. Pray that you will bless the word that is spoken tonight and anoint those who are on the program. And we thank you and praise you for it. Amen. Well, my friends, I'm not feeling too well tonight, so I'm going to talk just a little bit in between a lot of music tonight. If our friend John is able to call in, I will let him interpret in Swahili. What I will probably do, because we started Revelation last time, the first chapter of Revelation I read in my mother's Bible that is at least 60 years old that I know of, a very good study reference Bible. But because Revelation is so difficult, I'd like to read the first chapter again tonight in the paraphrase version called the Living Bible. There are several different versions of the Bible. I prefer the King James basically because that's what I grew up learning and reading, but I know too from reading the Living Bible and other paraphrase versions that that does bring real good understanding, especially to those who are speaking English as a second language. So that's one reason I will be doing that tonight. So let's enjoy a little music and let's I wish you would pray for me. I do need your prayers tonight. It feels like I've got the flu and the fever and the chills, and I'm just about ready to feel like I want to lay down. But let's pray God will give me the strength to share with you tonight. So because of that, I'm going to play lots of music. Remember, you can order these songs that I'm sharing with you. You can download them and pay for them online. And tonight I think we're going to start with We Will Glorify Your Name, and that's by Twilight Paris. And I'll just say the name of a few songs so I give them credit. And Here I Am to Worship is by Tim Hughes. And Lord, I Lift Up Your Name on High, Stuart Townsend. And How Great Is Our God is Bethany Dillon. So that will give you some songs to start with. If I don't mention their name or the song because I don't feel well, at least I will have said those. So I'm just going to play one quick short song so that you get just a little bit of music, because our friend John is on the line. And then as soon as we play this one song, we'll let him have the rest of the radio show if he did get my message. And hopefully he can have a good night tonight. So let's just listen to We Will Glorify, and then we'll talk with John and see what he's going to do with us on our show tonight. Thank you so much.
We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is
bring on John and let him join us tonight. How are you, John?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. I'm wondering if you got my message about me not feeling well tonight.
Yes.
Well, I'm not feeling...
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
So I'm wondering if you could go ahead and read what you need to do in Swahili. And since sometimes you get disconnected, maybe I'll just talk a little bit if you get disconnected. And are you ready to go with Chapter 2 of Revelation in Swahili?
Is it Chapter 3 or Chapter 2?
Oh, you might be 3, right? I'm not feeling good. I'm not thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is Chapter 3. Okay, you just go on as long as you can tonight and say your opening words and pray to those in Swahili and read Chapter 3. And then if we get disconnected, I'll fill in. And I'm so glad you're with us tonight. And if you'd like to give us a report of anything you've been doing this week in English, I'd be happy to hear that. Okay?
Yes.
All right, go ahead. Praise the Lord.
Let's pray first.
All right.
Baba na kuomba, asante sana kwa kunifikisha sikio leo, sababu wewe ndio Mungu mkuu, ndio Mungu yetu. Asante sana Mungu kwa wema wako na kwa uzuri wako wa kunipa laptop. Ndio Mungu uliye mbinguni, ndio Mungu mkuu, kuna Mungu kama wewe. Ndio ulinipatikisha na jana, unajua sababu ya mambo haya kufanyika. Utuongoze, utupeleke katika jina la Yesu naomba. Amina.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Memory
chapter 3 in Swahili.
Good, thank you.
Chapter 3 in Swahili.
Good, thank you. Chapter 3 on Swahili.
Na kwa malaika wa kanisa lililoko Sardi andika. Let me to finish, please. Na kwa malaika wa kanisa lililoko Sardi andika. Sardi andika yeye aliye na hizo roho saba za Mungu. Na zile nyota saba. Najua matendo yako ya kuwa una jina la kuwa hai. Nawe umekufa uwe mwenye kukesha. Ukayaimarishe mambo yaliyosalia yanayotaka kufa. Maana sikuona matendo yako kuwa yametimilika mbele za Mungu wangu. Basi kumbuka jinsi ulivyopokea na jinsi ulivyosikia na shike hasa na kutubu. Walakini, usipokesha, usipo shika hawa na kutubu. Kesha nitakuja kwa kama mwizi, wala utajua saa nitakavyo kuja kwako. Lakini nazo majina machache katika Sardi, watu wasiyatia mavazi yao chafu, na watakwenda pamoja nami hali wamevaa mavazi meupe, kwa kuwa wamestahili. Yeye ashindaye atavikwa hivi mavazi meupe, wala sitalifuta kama jina lake katika kitabu cha uzima. Nami nitalikiri jina lake mbele za Baba yangu na mbele ya malaika zake. Yeye aliye na sikio na alisikia neno hili ambalo Roho ayaambia makanisa. Na kwa malaika wa kanisa lililoko Philadelphia, haya ndiyo anaye aliye mtakatifu na aliye mkubwa kweli, aliye na ufunguo wa Daudi. Yeye mwenye kufungua wala hapana afungaye, naye afunga wala hapana afunguaye. Nayajua matendo yako, tazama nimekupa mlango uliofunguliwa mbele yako, ambalo hapana awezaye kufungwa, kwa kuwa nazo nguvu kidogo. Nawe umelitunza neno langu, wala hukulikana jina langu. Tazama nakupa walio wa sinagogi la Shetani, nasema kwamba ni Wayahudi na sio bali nasema uongo. Tazama, kafanya waje kusujudu mbele ya Mungu kwa miguu yako na kujua ya kuwa nimekupenda, kwa kuwa umelishika neno la subira yangu. Mimi nami nitakulinda kutoka katika saa ya kuharibiwa iliyo tayari kuuzulia ulimwengu wote, wajaribu wakao juu ya nchi. Gaja upesi, shika sana ulicho nayo, asiji ni mtu akaitoa taji lako. Yeye ashindaye nitamfanya kuwa nguzo katika hekalu la Mungu wangu, wala hata toka humo tena kabisa. Nami nitaandika jina yake, jina la Mungu wangu na jina la mji wa Mungu wangu, kuwa Yerusalemu mshukao kutoka mbinguni kwa Mungu wangu, na jina langu mwenyewe lile yeye aliye masikio na alishike neno hili ambalo Roho aliambia makanisa. Na kwa malaika wa kanisa iloko Laodikia aandika, haya ndiyo amenayo yeye aliye amina, aliye amina, shahidi aliye mwaminifu na wa kweli, mwanzo wa kuumba kwa Mungu. Na hiyo matendo yako ya kuwa huu baridi wala huu moto, ningekuwa heri kama ungekuwa baridi au moto. Basi kwa sababu una ufuku uvugu wala huu baridi wala moto, nitakutapika kutoka katika kinywa changu. Kwa kuwa wasema mimi, wasema mimi nitakushuhudia kwa haja, nami najua kuwa wewe mnyonge na wana mashaka na masikini na kipofu au uchi, na kupa shauri na wanyume kwangu dhahabu inayosafishwa moto, kupata kuta na mavazi meupe, kupata kuvaa aibu ya uchi wako usionekane na dawa ya macho ya kutoka macho yako, upate kuona wote wapendao mimi na wa na kuwa rudi basi uwe na bidii ukatu. Tazama, nasimama mlangoni na bisha, mtu akisikia sauti yangu na kufungua mlango kiangia kwake, nami nitakula pamoja naye, yeye pamoja nami. Ashindaye nitampa kuketi pamoja nami katika kiti changu cha enzi, kama mimi nilivyoshinda kuketi pamoja na Baba yangu katika kiti cha enzi. Mimi raia nasikia na alisikia neno hili ambayo Roho anaambia kanisa. I'm through with verse 3. Let's pray. Asante sana Mungu, wewe uliye mkuu uliye mbinguni, ndiye Mungu mwaminifu, ndiye Mungu mkuu, wewe ndiye Yesu, wewe ndiye una sababu ya sisi kuishi, wewe ndiye Mungu mwaminifu, hakuna Mungu kama wewe. Tukuomba Baba, yote unayotendeka tupeke, yote unayotendeka Baba tuonyeshe njia yako Baba. Tazama basi nchi yetu, kumbuka hata wa Amerika, kumbuka nchi yetu ya Kenya tunayoelekea kwa uchaguzi. Sana wewe ndiye Mungu mkuu na Mungu kama wewe, Baba mwaminifu, Baba muumba mbingu na nchi, Baba Baba Bwana mabwana, huyu mimi wazazi wetu, mimi nikutokea wazazi, wewe mwenye kupeana watoto, wewe mwenye kusharifu, Mungu kukuli, wewe ni Mungu mkuu. Baba tukumbuke, utuonyeshe ishara yako Baba, tenende kumenende yako, tuhumia, tuhumia sisi, tukamisha njia kweli, katika jina la Yesu, nimeomba na kuamini, amina. Yes, I'm done with verse 4 and I've prayed. Well,
praise
I'm
the
so
Lord.
Much happy, I appreciate it. Yes.
Is there anything you'd like to share this week in English so our English speakers can hear what's going on in Africa with you?
Well, in Africa, we are happy. I was in Nairobi, capital city for peace meeting, and it happened that something that I've been waiting for to boost the show and to keep the show going happened this week. Actually, I was able to get a laptop Well, it says from Diane bought me a laptop and I have it. I want to listen to one show. I'm so happy and I'm so thankful. Secondly, I would like to ask you all people, listeners, our listeners on the show, to pray for us. People are killing each other here. In Tana River, in Magare, in Baragui, people are killing their brothers and sisters. People are turning to each other. And that is the work of God. And we should pray hard so that the work of our God can be revealed. We want to pray hard just because of election. Does not allow us to kill each other. Hatred is spreading. We pray that God can intervene. Let us stand with our people. Let us Christians, let us be firm and be focused and pray for oneness. That's all we can have. We don't have money to support it, but God has everything. The one word of God, the word of God is enough to keep them going. That's all I can pray. I'm so much thankful that this year shall be a year of change, a year of transformation, a year of reformation. Reform should be there. We should be transformed. This year, it is the year of God. The work of God will be revealed in all sectors, be it at home, be it at work, be it in school. God must reign. God must reign in this country. And all over the world, if you live brothers and sisters, no matter what, people are greedy, people are gluttonous. But when you follow the word of law, you should live as those people in the Bible used to live. They are the people of God. And we are the same people. Only that we become greedy and love ourselves much than our neighbor. That's all I can say, Diane.
If you don't mind, I'm going to pray right now for Kenya. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus, and we just pray for the country of Kenya and all the people there, that the word of God would sweep through the nation and that thousands of people would come to know you, Lord Jesus. And we do pray for peace. It sounds like they're trying to meet together and bring peace. Lord, we pray that you would give them wisdom and understanding through the word, that they would hear on the radio and hear of a way to find an answer through the scripture. And help them, Lord, to just buy Bibles and laptops and to form congregations and churches and to work together. And we bind the spirits of evil that would work against the workings of the Lord in the name of Jesus. And we loose the power of your angels, Lord, on behalf of the Kenyan people. And we pray the same prayer for all of Africa, that the unnecessary killings would stop and that evil would be bound up, and that the Spirit of the Lord would be loosed across the whole nation, nations of Africa and the nations of Asia, so that your name may be glorified and that the kingdom of the Lord will be built and formed for the fulfillment of the end time, as we are reading in the book of Revelation. And give everyone understanding of the scripture as they read it, and woo people to the Lord by your Spirit, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much for being with us tonight, John. Is there any more you'd like to share?
I would like to say that let us preach the word of God. Let us be brothers and sisters. Let us be honest in what we do. Let us trust the Lord. Thank you so much, Dan, for buying me a laptop. I'm so thankful. Thank you. God bless you and add you more.
I'm so glad you got it. We've been looking forward to this day for months, and I'm glad God has been able to work that out. And we pray that there will be many people who hear about the good news and that others will be blessed. And we pray that God will bless you and anoint you as you spread the good news.
Thank you. I'm so much thankful. Pray for me and go back to school. Things are hard here, but God is always with me. God is good all the time, and He will continue to be good. He's a mighty God. No one like Him. He's the God of God.
He will continue to help us through whatever circumstance we find ourselves in. He doesn't promise that everything will be wonderful or perfect, but that He will help us through it.
That's true.
Well, I'm going to read chapter 3 in English now. I haven't read any of the scripture tonight in English, and I think I'm feeling well enough to read that. So you're welcome to stay with us, or you can say good night tonight. What do you think you'll want to do? You think you're going to stay with us while I read this in English, or are you going? Do you want to say a good night prayer and pray, or what would you like to do?
What? Hello.
Yes. We hear you.
What do you want me to do?
Well, you can either stay and listen while I read in English, or you can say your goodnight prayer right now in Swahili. What would you like to do? It's your choice.
Let me say a goodnight prayer.
Okay.
So that when I get disconnected, I will have done that, okay?
Good. Okay, go ahead.
Asante sana Mungu. Wewe ndiye Mungu mwaminifu. Naomba Baba ukubariki umponye dia. Mpe hekima dia ndiye msichana wako Baba. Wewe ndiye uliye mtume aubiriwe. Umponye. Heal her. Give her name. Let dia get healed. Baba tunaomba usiku na mchana asubuhi yako. Utupe mwongozo. Angete kwa njia ukweli na utubari. Ndi Mungu mwaminifu. Katika jina la Yesu naomba nikiamini. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for being with us tonight, John. I'm going to read now in the third chapter of Revelation in English. For those of you who speak Swahili but would like to learn English as well, it would be good for you to continue and stay on and listen to me. Remember, in the book of Revelation, we are talking about the end time, and we are living in those end times. And this book tells us what's going to happen. The difficulty is a lot of it is in symbolism. So we need to allow the Spirit of the Lord to give us understanding of what it means. And remember, John was writing letters to the seven churches that we mentioned last time. And John had the revelation or the vision of all of that he's writing here when he was on the island of Patmos. Chapter 3. To the leader of the church in Sardis, write this letter. This message is sent to you by the one who has the sevenfold spirit of God and the seven stars. I know your reputation as a live and active church, but you are dead. Now wake up. Strengthen what little remains, for even what is left is at the point of death. Your deeds are far from right in the sight of God. Go back to what you heard and believed at first. Hold to it firmly and turn to me again. Unless you do, I will come suddenly upon you, unexpected as a thief, and punish you. So even when we are a part of God's family and God's church, there are times when He sends a word of correction to us and tells us what we need to do to set our path straight. Verse 4, yet even there in Sardis, some haven't soiled their garments with the world's filth. They shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. In other words, He's saying, even in that dead church, there are those who have followed after me and walked in the light, and they will be found worthy. and they will walk with me in the end time in the robe of white clothing. Everyone who conquers will be clothed in white. That's probably where we get this in our society about good is represented by the color white from the Bible here. And I will not erase his name from the book of life, but I will announce before my Father and his angels that he is mine. Let all who can hear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Now John writes this letter to the leader of the church of Philadelphia. Now notice each letter is a little bit different. To Philadelphia, this message is sent to you by the one who is holy and true and has the key of David to open what no one can shut and to shut what no one can open. I know you well. You aren't strong, but you have tried to obey and have not denied my name. Therefore, I have opened a door to you that no one can shut. So be encouraged here, even if you're not a strong person, but you are trying to obey the Lord, that he can still use us, and he will open a door for us in which he wants us to do a work for him. Note this, I will force those supporting the cause of Satan while claiming to be mine, but they aren't, they are lying, to fall at your feet and acknowledge that you are the ones I love. Because you have patiently obeyed me, despite the persecution, therefore I will protect you from the time of great tribulation and temptation, which will come upon the world to test everyone alive. Look, I am coming soon. Hold tightly to the little strength you have, so that no one will take away your crown. As for the one who conquers, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. He will be secure and will go out no more, and I will write my God's name on him, and he will be a citizen in the city of my God, the New Jerusalem. Remember that word, the New Jerusalem. Coming down from heaven from my God, and he will have my new name inscribed upon him. Let all who can hear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. John writes this letter to the leader of the Church of Laodicea. This message is from the one who stands firm, the faithful and true witness of all that is or was or evermore shall be, the primeval source of God's creation. I know you well. You notice he keeps saying that. I know you well. God knows each one of us very well. He knows you and he knows me very well. You are neither hot nor cold, here he says to this church of Laodicea. But since you are merely lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. In other words, if you're just sitting, existing, and not doing anything for the Lord, better change your ways. You say, I am rich with everything I want. I don't need a thing. And you don't realize that spiritually you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. My advice to you is to buy pure gold from me, gold purified by fire. Only then will you truly be rich. And to purchase from me white garments, clean and pure, so you won't be naked and ashamed, and to get medicine from me to heal your eyes and give you back your sight. I believe here he's talking spiritually. I continually discipline and punish everyone I love, so I must punish you unless you turn from your indifference and become enthusiastic about the things of God. So because God loves us and cares about us, he may sometimes punish us a little bit to get us going and encourage us to be warm or work for the Lord and not to just sit back and do nothing, but to do what is right and what God wants us to do. Verse 20, Look, I have been standing at the door, and I am constantly knocking. If anyone hears me calling him and opens the door, I will come in and fellowship with him and he with me. I will let everyone who conquers sit beside me on my throne, just as I took my place with my Father on his throne when I had conquered. Let those who can hear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Oh my Lord, that was a wonderful voice. I'm going to play a song right now, and I'm going to come back and repeat that verse, and we'll be right back with you. We will glorify the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. To read again in chapter 3 of Revelation, the last few verses, 20, 21, and 22. When I was a young person, a child, and attended church in Southern California, I had a black Bible given to me that zipped shut all around it. I still have it. It's 60 years old now, almost. And in there is a beautiful picture of Jesus standing knocking at a door. And I always remember that picture and visualize Jesus knocking at my heart's door. We all have kind of like a symbolic heart to our door in which he's asking to come in and be a part of our lives and be our Savior. And that's why I want to read this again. I want you to picture the Lord Jesus knocking at your door of your heart, asking to be your friend and fellowship with you. Look, I have been standing at the door of your heart, and I am constantly knocking. If anyone hears me calling him, that's what I mean when I ask the Lord to woo people unto them by his Spirit. If anyone hears me calling him and opens his door, I will come in and fellowship with him or her, and he with me. I will let everyone who conquers sit beside me on my throne. Have you ever heard that before? Everyone who conquers, I believe that means lives your whole life as a Christian. You make it to the end of your life. You will sit beside Jesus on his throne, just as he, Jesus, took his place with our Father on his throne when I conquered. Remember, we read in the book of John last year about how Jesus conquered when, after he was crucified on the cross, he arose again in 3 days. He had conquered death and the grave, and he conquered Satan, proving that he has power over Satan and over all evil in the world. He has power over Satan and over all of Satan's army. When we pray in Jesus' name, we have authority over Satan's army to command them to stop, to go away, leave us alone, and bind them in the name of Jesus and loose the power of God's angels, because Jesus and God the Father have the highest and the final authority. Let those who can hear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. What is the Spirit saying to the churches? What is the Spirit saying to you? What is the Spirit saying to the modern-day churches of this world? What is it that God wants us to do in the last day? Let's worship together here in this song, Here I Am to Worship, with Tim Hughes. Let's just praise the name of the Lord together. Here I am to worship. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that makes this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful.
Well, my friends, I must confess to you tonight that I was not going to read the scripture tonight or do much of the show, but just open the show to let John speak, and then I ask all of you to pray for me. I've got the flu, chills, fever, and nauseous, and feel really sick, and yet God has touched me and helped me to do this show tonight, and I praise the Lord for that, because I believe each one of these shows is important, because they will get the word out to you and people around the world about the end time and the precious Lord Jesus that we all want to have in our heart. And in following my goal, we're going to give the salvation prayer tonight. Remember in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. To receive Jesus is to receive God's best gift, and it's to receive forgiveness and a new way of living. If you'd like to step from darkness into the light today or tonight, pray with me this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I am separated from you. I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins, and I receive your forgiveness. I am willing to turn from my ways of walking in darkness and go your way of walking in the light. Lord Jesus, I now invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life all the days of my life. I love you, Jesus, and I want to serve you. And I pray for your guidance through the Holy Spirit, that walking in the light will follow the same pattern that Jesus has given us. Follow in the New Testament. I pray your blessing for everyone. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I'm just going to finish the rest of this song and play one more song. It's a time to worship the Lord when someone has come to know the Lord Jesus. Let's just worship together the rest of this song, and I'll play one more song to end our show tonight. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for those who've joined the family of God. We praise and worship you that they have come to know you. Pray for spiritual strength, physical strength, for our new friends and new family members. Lord, bless you. Help them to be upright and for God all of their lives over summer, so that we can rule and reign with you on the throne, as you promised in the last verses of chapter Revelation 20:21 and 22, chapter of Revelation. Have promised over summer will rule and reign with you. And we look forward to that. continue in our worship together the last few minutes as we listen to Tim Hughes. Here I am to worship. Let's worship the Lord together. Then we'll say our goodnight.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that makes this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all day, so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all full of faith became poor. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say
together, saying our goodbyes with this beautiful one of that I like to play for background music so much. We are so glad you've been with us. It's our time to say goodnight, And we just praise the Lord that we've had this time together. Thank you, Lord, for each one. We pray that you would be with them, guide them, and protect them. Bless them, Lord. Give them blessings. Shower them with blessings. Encourage their hearts, Lord. Give them guidance and understanding of how to live a good and happy, fulfilled life with peace and harmony. We pray for peace, true peace in the world. Not phony peace or peace on the surface, but peace below the surface and in the heart of every man, woman, and child around the world. We pray you would soften the hearts of the leaders who rule the world, that you would woo them unto you by your Spirit, and, Lord, encourage them to join our family of God. Because ruling and reigning in the present day is nothing compared to ruling and reigning with Christ. And we look forward to that day and being together with all of our Christian family, your family, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Remember, God loves you, and I love you. Take care. Until next time, Diane Linney, coming to you live from the United States of America. Take care, and God bless. Bye-bye.